Hello and welcome to That Sports Gamer Show, episode number 11. I'm your host, TJ Lauerman, and alongside me is my co-host, Scott Binns,
Hey, everybody.
and oldie but goodie, Jeff Solomon.
Hello.
Like how you called him oldie but goodie, but I think he's the youngest one of us here.
He may, in fact, be that.
Probably. Make way for the youth of America, fools.
Oh, we're doomed.
Yep. First off, I want to start off with a little retraction from last week. Scott has fixed his pro in Tiger 13, and he no longer looks expletive deleted up.
It's weird. A lower res picture seems to actually get a better result than a higher res picture.
Think that says a lot about EA Sports.
But yeah, it looks really good now.
Though we did find a bigger problem with the game. When you try to download DLC courses,
This
you
isn't a
can't do
problem.
them.
It's more of an annoyance.
Now, that's more of a problem because when you try to download a DLC course, you actually have to back out of the game because it thinks you're playing online, so you can't actually download the course.
A lot of games do that.
Yeah, that's not isolated to Tiger.
It's like an Xbox thing.
UFC 3 has the same issue. I tried going on yesterday, and it was like a new fighter compatibility pack. And download this, okay? And then it just sits there pending because it thinks you're online. A lot of games are doing like the always connected online thing now. So,
Yeah, a lot of games also have like a DLC that where you download it in the game, and it won't let you do it in the background. And then you have to restart the game for it to work, and it's just like a general Xbox thing. I mean, it might happen on PlayStation 2, I don't know.
No, the PlayStation seems to be all about installing things. So if you download something, it installs and resets.
So you'd have to exit out anyway to get
Depends
to the
what it is.
install.
I don't
But not
like
for DLC, I don't think.
I'm thinking like for the MLB update that I got last night. That was all. It was in the game. It made me download it, and then it restarted the game right away.
Right, but this is just a DLC course. It shouldn't be this big hassle.
No, you're right. It shouldn't. Especially since you're not really online yet.
Trying to play my country club game, and I have to get out of the whole thing.
Yeah,
Ridiculous.
it's annoying, but I don't think there's anything we can really do about it. I think even there's really not a whole lot EA can do about it. Other than maybe like disconnect you from their servers while you try and download it. There's probably ways around it, but eh.
I know a thing or two about being disconnected from the EA servers, because that happens far too often. But more importantly, let me introduce to you the 2012 That Sports Gamer Show Game of the Year, NBA Baller Beats. Not to be confused with NBA Ballers.
Oh.
Let me give you a little background on this game.
This is not a sequel to NBA Ballers?
Not
This is
in
not.
the slightest. This is a Kinect-only game, and from the video, it's pretty much Rock Band minus the guitar plus a basketball. Exactly. I think you just dribble to the beat on the screen.
Oh, so it's like that Cam Newton Nike commercial where he's got his own DJ and he's just like running.
Yeah.
Something like that.
You have to dribble a basketball.
It's maybe it's more like DDR meets basketball. I don't...
Just go over the logistics of this. First
Wait,
off, you
so
need a
I'm
big
not
room.
getting an NBA Ballers sequel?
No.
No, you're not, unfortunately.
Look, this is all you need for the game. A big room. Some sort of hard floor.
Check.
The ball comes with the game.
Good.
The
Don't
room
have basketball.
has to be big enough for Kinect. The room. Is your room big enough for Kinect?
No,
Nope.
definitely not.
Do you have anybody that lives within like a 25-mile radius that is going to be pretty pissed when you start bouncing a basketball on your floor?
Actually, I could play this at my friend's house because they have their own house and all their gaming stuff is in a basement,
I'm
which
watching
is not
this
fun.
video now. This guy's clearly not on the bottom floor of his apartment.
Yeah, and
Let's see. You don't really want to have any pets around.
yeah, I would literally kill my dog if I played this game.
Wait, aren't there rules from Microsoft about not having like trackable accessories using Kinect?
I thought you could, and this is the first game that's actually doing something with it.
No, I thought you couldn't, and that's why
Yeah, I thought you
Star
couldn't. That's why,
Wars doesn't
like,
have
yeah,
the
lightsaber, and there's no golf stick in Tiger or anything like that.
Also,
'Cause they
you
want
shot
to
up
like
the ball.
sell the image of no, you don't need anything.
You are the controller, Scott.
Okay, but I thought if I want to hold a golf club when I'm playing Tiger Woods, I can.
I guess.
You're also going to break your ceiling.
Well, yeah, that too.
Anyway, final thought from me is I always liked NBA Ballers better than NBA Street. I wanted to finish that thought because we just moved on from it once we realized
Right.
it wasn't related.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Well, NBA Baller Beats is coming in fall 2012. from Majesco.
I will not be able to try it because I know no one. I shouldn't say that. No, I think my friend's roommates have Kinect.
I believe Majesco is a New Jersey company.
I believe it is. You are very correct. The only thing that worries me is they showed absolutely no gameplay footage in this video.
Is that important to someone who's buying this game?
They just showed a guy dribbling, and I know I'm not that good, but if it's like bounce, 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 I might have a chance.
What if it was like bounce, 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 under your legs, bounce to the other hand?
Double
I don't
bounce. Bounce, bounce, double bounce.
I mean, is this going to get to the point of like Harlem Globetrotters tricks?
I think this is going to get to the point of game that doesn't get a sequel.
But yeah, it sounds interesting. Like, I like the idea. It's something really different. I won't be able to try it unless maybe like Best Buy has a demo or something. But
that's going to be great.
You want to do this in public?
I bet that ball gets stolen about 3 minutes after they open the...
Not when they chain it to the TV, like they do with the Rock Band drumsticks.
Oh, God. Should be good. But
dribbling chain basketball.
This game's going to be terrible. That's really all I got to say about that. But yeah, NBA Street is way better than Ballers.
I can't wait till someone like bounce passes their basketball into their high-def TV.
I'm telling you, at least one dog will be killed.
And many downstairs neighbors will be annoyed.
True. Let's not talk about basketball anymore.
Okay.
Playoffs are bad and everybody's hurt, so let's talk about a sport that has nothing to do with anything at the moment. NCAA Football 13. Coming out July 10th on all your major consoles.
It always comes out so early.
I know, that's good.
They got to keep it away from Madden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's really no other reason than they just don't want to fight with themselves. Because that's not when football starts.
No.
Though they're already having, like, their spring games now, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Wisconsin's was yesterday, I think. Or
so maybe it's coming out too late. But I don't know if you heard, they actually had a cover vote for this.
I may have heard something about it. But
actually, they had two cover votes. RG3 won the player's cover vote. And then Barry
Sanders.
Who won
the teacher's cover vote?
Barry Sanders. He taught them all how to play.
Okay.
So it's going to be those two on the cover this year. Which is kind of interesting. I'm not a big fan of the dual covers.
Wait, are they both on one cover? Or is it like one's on Xbox, one's on 360? Or is it like
an NBA? Like the Marshall Faulk special edition?
Or no, the 2K12 thing where you don't get to pick your cover?
No, they're both on the same cover.
Okay. So it's like the Madden 10 deal.
They are really similar players.
Yeah. They're both fast. Other than that, they both play offense. They both went to college.
Yep.
They're both going to the pros.
One's a pocket passing quarterback. The other a famous running back who retired.
I'm not sure RG3 is a pocket passing quarterback, but
yeah,
he does stand in the pocket before he runs away, so I guess that's right.
No, that's a misconception. He's not a running quarterback.
Listen, I just watched the John Gruden quarterback camp with RG3. He loves to run.
He loves to run fast. He doesn't love to run. He's a pocket passer.
All right. Well, more importantly.
Well, cover it. especially in NCAA, because these guys are on the cover, but you're not actually able to play with them in the game.
Truth.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Well, I think usually they have like one or two special teams.
Barry Sanders team.
Do you remember when they used to have like a ton of college teams? Like the old school teams?
No.
Or like all Miami or all...
To be perfectly honest, I've never played NCAA football.
Really?
To be perfectly honest, you're missing out because
I still say
it's the best game of football that EA Sports makes.
I will agree with that. And if I could get into college football more, I would be all over it.
Well, that's what it comes down to. Like, I don't play Madden because it's such a great football game. Like, I play it because the Dolphins are in there.
Yeah, exactly.
I just don't care for
a lot of those college teams could beat the Dolphins, so.
Yeah, I'd say if there was a team, like, my parents didn't go to schools with football teams, so I go all the way back to, like, my grandpa who went to Alabama, but I feel like that's just front-running, so.
Roll Tide!
Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, never played it.
The thing that does interest me with NCAA every year is that it usually gives you a nice little preview to Madden. So why don't you have a list of improvements they made in a video you got out of or something?
I have quite a list of improvements.
Please read all of them.
I will. First off, new pump fake. where he just does a little shoulder shimmy and not the full throw.
Considering I almost never use the pump fake.
Yeah, okay. Pump fake's one of those things that should work on human opponents only. Kind of like how play action should be a human opponent kind of trick.
Yeah.
But they never really commit to the thing necessary to actually trick someone, which it would be like keeping the camera on the halfback or like having the camera start following the trajectory of where the ball would have gone. Like, those are the things that would work on a human that would accomplish the goal of that task of a pump fake or a play action.
Wait a minute. I thought that, well, they do that with a play action. It follows the running back for a few seconds.
Well, yeah. I haven't played NCAA, but in Madden, you just get sacked.
Also true.
Well, that's because in Madden, it's broken. But when they first put that in, I think I want to say it was like NCAA 04.
Yeah, where the follow the running back for a half second and then cut back to the quarterback.
Yeah. So the first time you saw that, did you go, what the hell? That's not the play I picked.
Yes. And many times after that.
It was like, what the hell? Oh, that's awesome.
All right. Also, they've added the shovel pass.
How did you do that?
Just a button.
The same button? Because, like, passing's always just been one button. Do you now hold down another button?
Maybe it's the pass button to that player.
And maybe it's sort of if they're in the right position for it type thing.
Yeah,
so it's just an automatic, you think.
It's just a different animation, probably, for the pass.
I think NFL 2K5 had a shovel pass play. But it was, like, a scripted play.
Mm.
They've also added 3-5 and 7-step drops, which also, from watching the John Gruden quarterback camp thing, he said no one does 7-step drops.
If they want to be realistic, they should just keep going with those numbers. 10, 14, 18. I mean, have you played online?
No, we don't play with those kinds of people, Jeff.
No, we don't.
Here, actually, going back to what we just talked about, there's going to be the new play action abort so the running back can pick up the blitz.
Again, assuming automatic.
No, you're going to abort the play action. I don't know what that means. Why would you abort the play action?
So basically you're saying if you see you're going to get blown up, you can try and cancel it and have the running back just start blocking?
Yeah, that would make sense.
That's one that I'm going
to... trying to do the fake handoff, he just blocks.
I think I'm going to have
play action... Go ahead, Scott.
Oh, no, I see what you're saying. So before, like, when you were in a... If you called a play action play, you were stuck with it unless you audibled.
Right.
But now you can basically do the same play minus the play action.
I still think the quarterback does the fake handoff, but the running back doesn't try to get it. He just blocks.
Ah.
Okay.
So it's an audible.
Sort of.
But it's an in-play audible.
Well, what does that mean?
Like, you're dropping back, and you're doing the fake handoff, but you see the guy's blitzing.
I mean, in terms of a controller, what does it mean to do an in-play audible?
Just hold. Well, right now.
I think it's gonna be a before play thing. If that makes more sense to me, like there'll be a button you press to like cancel play action.
Right, but now can't you do play action, but then decide to hold down A and hand the ball off? Pretty sure it's in there.
In NCAA, yeah. No, that's not an option play. I don't think you can change that for play action.
No, I think on play action you just hold down A and you hand the ball off instead. But when you run the play action like normal now, when the guy doesn't.
I've
block,
never
the
played the game,
serve.
But I know that TJ is right. So let's go to the next one.
No,
I get what Jeff is saying. We could argue about this forever, but we don't know what it's going to be like until we actually play it. Right. I like the idea, though.
But even in Madden, when you run the play action, the running back still does his motion, and the guy will just run by him.
Right, right.
So this is to prevent that from happening.
Yes. We just don't know how it's going to work.
Awesomely. Also, new throw-on-run animations. Because if you're not throwing on the run, you're not playing, right?
Okay.
That's college football. It's throwing on the run.
Receiver awareness to know where the receiver is looking so that when you drop back, if the receiver's not looking at you, you won't have his icon to throw to yet.
Oh, yeah. I read a little bit about maybe this. I read about this for Madden.
That seems silly. How do you run a button hook then?
Well, you throw it.
You have to wait for them to turn around.
No, you still throw it.
You're supposed to throw it before they turn around.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah. Then you have to hope that, you know, that's
but then I assume if his awareness isn't as high, he's not going to be as good at button hooks.
Guess, but if you physically can't throw the ball until he turns around.
No, all right.
Ten?
This I read in Madden. You can, but then it's going to be up to them to be able to make a play on it without seeing it in time or something like that.
Yeah, all right. What's next?
All right. 430 new catch animations.
That's a lot of catches.
We assume.
I wonder if I'll complete 400.
You'll only ever see 10 of them, but we.
Yeah, how many did they claim last year?
No, don't want to know. There's an enhanced option pitch within the video. Looks exactly the same as the unenhanced option pitch. Improved punt coverage, where players will stay in their lanes. Read and react defense, where supposedly there won't be psychic cornerbacks. Which, I don't know if I believe that, but...
It really seems this year like there's going to be a lot more parity between Madden and NCAA, because a lot of these things sound the same that I saw in features for Madden. We'll get to that later, but...
But the most important addition is multiple pass trajectories.
And this is also supposedly in Madden.
Right, because how many times in Madden did you throw a ball over the middle that obviously should have gone over the linebacker's head only to fall right into his lap?
many times.
I have some stern words about this and that specifically, but I'm going to wait till we go through the Madden features to bring it up.
Well, the thing is, a lot of them sound exactly the same.
Yeah, like that one.
Yeah. Like, I know one of the new features for Madden they call was actually, like, same controls as NCAA.
Yeah.
Which I still doubt. Like, I don't believe them. I don't believe that. I think audibles are still going to be the friggin' whatever they call it.
Button. So you think that they're going to still have some sort of, like...
I think the controller will be the same. All the buttons do the same thing, but I think you'll have to use them differently. I don't believe that Madden is going to abandon the strategy pad, as they call it.
Can you turn that off?
You can't.
No, I used to turn that off.
I still say it was better last year anyway.
Well, NCAA doesn't make you do that, but Madden does, even though they claim they fixed it, which they never did. They just say they did.
Well, maybe they'll actually go back to it this year because they've gotten enough backlash.
Why would they? They already say they fixed it. Well, them, it's fixed.
True. Speaking of Madden, you guys excited for the new cover athlete?
No.
Well, I found a lot of people were actually around here were campaigning against Aaron Rodgers because they believe in the Madden curse.
Yeah.
But I think Calvin Johnson's a good pick, too.
I was really surprised. It seemed like a lot of everybody was going to go with Cam Newton.
I voted for Cam.
I voted for Calvin Johnson.
I mean, I didn't vote, but I mean mentally.
Oh, I didn't actually vote either.
I voted for Calvin Johnson until it came down to, hey, win an Xbox if you get the winner right. Then I was like, Cam Newton.
And then you failed.
Yeah. Then I felt bad.
Yeah, I'm too cynical for cover votes. Like, I just don't care who's on the cover.
I like the idea of a cover vote to decide it, just sort of award someone based on their popularity. But then it kind of backfired on them last year when you got a Browns player and you know that I'd never heard of prior to that and haven't heard of since.
I don't choose games based on who's the cover.
If I did,
I would have bought whatever that Derek Jeter baseball game was for 5 years.
First off, All-Star Baseball is a really good game.
Was. But congratulations to Calvin Johnson. He fits to be the cover athlete.
Yeah, as long as he doesn't get hurt or anything bad.
Right, yeah, it's the whole curse thing.
Did you guys see that in Ultimate Team, they've already released the draft pick cards?
I saw some of that, but mostly from just Pasta Padre doing each individual one. And then I only thought about it because I thought it was stupid that he used Instagram for each individual one. I almost asked him about it, but I didn't want to get banned because I couldn't think of anything nice to say to him about it.
It's kind of interesting, but at the same time, I'm curious, like, how does that work? Like, they've got their license, like, they're in the NFL Players Association already now, or I guess I don't know how that all works.
Yeah, I guess it's different than baseball.
Yeah obviously.
Yeah, because baseball, you can play 10 years in the minors, and you're never going to get in until you play one game in the pros.
Mm-hmm. I guess once you declare, you're already in the system, like declare yourself draft eligible.
I guess it just works differently, so I guess that's not nothing. No big deal. But then the thing is, I have to care about Madden Ultimate Team, which I don't. Yeah. I still have to have Madden 12, which I don't.
But now you get a preview of what the guys are going to be in Madden
which is 13. Which is kind of cool.
We assume. We don't know that that's what they're going to be.
Well, yeah. I don't see much changing between now and the first roster update of Madden.
Well, they have, like, OTAs and practices. And...
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to...
Is Andrew Luck going to drop a point because he had a bad OTA?
If he has a terrible preseason, he might.
But the game will be out by then.
Well...
Will it? They waited till the end of preseason to release it last year.
Well, the top five were Andrew Luck at an 85 overall, RG3 at 83, Trent Richardson at 83, Matt Khalil at 83, and Justin Blackman at 80. Those are the first five picks in the draft.
Cool.
Don't say
I'm sure
cool,
they're
Jeff.
All really good at, like, one specific thing, and, like, that's why they're dangerous. Like, Justin Blackman's spectacular catch and jumping, I'm assuming, are real high. So even though he's an 80, you can play him like he's the number one receiver on the Jaguars, which he is.
The thing is, you can only play him as him in ultimate team too. So first, you've got to find their cards and get them.
Oh, right.
Yeah, get them.
I wasn't even thinking in terms of ultimate.
This was more Madden 13.
Yeah. Okay.
But aren't you ready, Jeff, to use a 75 quarterback in Ryan Tannehill?
No, I'll probably let him sit behind David Garrard. That's what I did last year.
As long as David Garrard isn't injured again.
I find it real fun when sports follows what I do with my rosters. Like in NFL 2K5, I signed Joey Porter, and then the next year the Dolphins signed Joey Porter, and I made a ton of moves like that, including our Madden League, where when I was the Cowboys, I got their new fullback. I can't remember his name right now. Crap, from the Browns.
Justin Case.
Vickers. Lawrence Vickers. And my Dolphins team in the online franchise, I got Richard Marshall. And David Garrard was my first free agent signing when we started. So I just like when those little coincidences happen.
But aren't you more excited that those coincidences will now be talked about by John Nance and Phil Sims?
Is it Jim Nance?
Jim Nance. You know what? I mute him in Tiger Woods, so I'm not really excited for this.
Yeah, I'm like, wait a minute. They're getting the golf guy to do football? What?
Yeah.
I don't really care about the switch. Like, I liked, what's his name? Who had the cop running away speed quote? Can't even remember his name. Yeah, Gus Johnson. Like, he was fun. And they worked. It was just the system itself that was broken. It wasn't that.
Yeah. It wasn't their fault. And the thing is that the reason that, like, Madden and Michaels, or Madden and Michaels were so good, or then Michaels and whoever after that, was because they had a huge library to build on. And that's why it hasn't been as good the past few years, because they've had to start over again. And now here they are starting over again.
Yeah. Like every 2 years, I feel like they replace them. And then we're like, well, there are not enough lines. They're like, well, we only had like 3 months to record them, guys. Come on, be reasonable.
Right. And it's not clear yet if these guys are just going to completely replace them. I think they could still do like FIFA right now has, when you play cup matches, it's a different group doing the games.
And I read that this was going to be like the new FIFA engine, commentary engine, which, having recently seen someone play FIFA, I found very entertaining, despite my disinterest in soccer.
Yeah, commentary in FIFA is great.
Yeah, you should get into soccer. Especially because they have way cool names. Like Kaká and Butt.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Different commentators, it's like they're there as background noise because they should be there. It doesn't... That's not why I'm going to buy Madden. I'm not going to buy Madden because of who the announced team is.
If they accurately describe what's happening on the field, I will consider it the biggest win in Madden's development history.
Yeah. And I'll consider not putting on my iPod.
Yeah.
That is all I ask, is that they accurately describe what's going on in the field.
He was waiting for something to develop, and whap! He got developed. Still, my favorite Madden line ever. Let's go over a couple of the features, which didn't really reveal a lot of features, except that it's going to be pretty much NCAA football.
Well, then they revealed the name of the features. That doesn't necessarily mean that we know what they are, like Madden Social.
And Connected Careers, which is going to revolutionize the way sports video game modes are played.
Okay. Yeah, they showed like this hour-long video stream. I had the sound off because I was in a class, and I also turned it off after like 5 minutes, but it looked like they claim to be making a lot of changes.
Yeah, it looks like I think the main stuff from that day was the presentation, which it's a sports game where they put the score up there at the time left.
I will once again complain about why don't they just use the NFL Network graphics or the ESPN graphics?
Or both.
Don't they have a big deal with ESPN?
Yeah, remember when that was supposed to be a big deal? Like, that was part of, like, EA's, like, sticking it to 2K was, ha, we got ESPN now, because that was one thing that they had going was
all the
ESPN broadcast stuff.
And I don't know why they don't just put them both in and give you the choice. Like, how you can play, like, the holiday games with, like, the little bonus, like, light banners around the scoreboard.
Yeah.
Or, or even have it like be right. Like Monday night games are ESPN.
Yeah.
Or Thursday night games are NFL Network. You know, like.
The only thing I really don't like is they have the line through the zero.
Yeah, I saw that. It was all like scoreboardy.
What?
But, yeah.
Yeah, it's all like light scoreboard. You know how like they used to be just lit up lights in different patterns.
Well, maybe they'll fix it. Maybe they're still working on it. Who knows? It's another one of those like. I remember, Jeff, you made a big deal last year about where they put.
I know. I got over.
You didn't like where the play clock was, right?
I wanted it on the bottom of the screen. They put it at the top. I would still think logically it makes more sense at the bottom of the screen, as well as everything should just be on the bottom of the screen because that's where your vision is. But I'm not going to, you know, fight tooth and nail again because it's over.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those things you will have no control over.
I still get delay of game calls because it's at the top of the screen.
Wow. The thing is, and as vehemently as you argue for that, there's just as many people who will vehemently argue that it's, you know, it should be where it is, and if they moved it, they'd be just as vocal. They're not. You never.
I like to talk to one of those people, cause
and
I
even
really
more
don't
people that just don't care.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I stopped fighting, because
yeah,
everyone just doesn't care.
So let's stop talking about it.
Yeah, they also are going to have the read and react defense that NCAA is going to have.
Yeah, it's like now. All right, rewind, play over the NCAA football part again, because a lot of that is the same. And I think that's good.
Yeah, and in the coming weeks, they're going to talk more about the audio, the gameplay, the connected career modes, Ultimate Team, and Madden Social.
So, you know, the information drip we get on Madden every year.
Yeah.
So while watching this stream, which I eventually turned off in disgust, I noticed there was a lot of, like, happiness and praise on Twitter for people watching this thing. They're just so excited about the game. And I had, like, a complete opposite reaction to the point where I started, like, thinking in my head, like, do I even want to buy this game anymore? And it's very impressive, all the things they're claiming to do. But I just started getting really upset that, like, why weren't these things considered last year? And I don't mean in the way that, like, oh, why isn't last year's game perfect? Why should there be anything to fix? I just mean, like, their whole marketing plan is, like, let's trash last year's game. Like, oh, this year we have 20 trajectories in the ball. Last year we only had one. Why did you only have one last year?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the big changeover in the development team this year.
I don't mean it like that. I mean, like, last year you weren't, like, telling people, yeah, we've only got one trajectory on the ball. Like, you just ignored that thing. You didn't mention it, obviously, because it would, you know, you don't say we're limited in your marketing, that this doesn't make sense. It's just like you're touting these things that shouldn't have existed in the first place, and I just find it insulting as a way to, like, sell me on next year's game.
I agree.
And specifically that one. It's just like, whose idea was it to only have the ball go one way?
Right. And I feel like every year when they come out with this stuff, I get far more excited for the NCAA stuff.
I don't know why. They have all the same features.
Right, but NCAA gets first.
That could be why. I'll get to play NCAA on the season ticket, so.
Yeah, I can't wait. Yeah. Maybe I won't buy Madden 13.
All of their marketing lines were just like made me more upset about this year's game than excited to purchase another game.
And you sound like next year will be the same thing.
Yeah, it's always going to be.
Yeah, like last year's game wasn't really that good, but this year's game will be, we promise.
I don't even mean that. I mean, like, just to focus on one topic, the trajectory thing, as an example for all of them. Like, last year, they didn't talk about trajectory. What are they not talking about this year that's going to be completely fudged up, and they're just not going to mention it, but next year they're going to be like, yeah, we proved that 3,000%. And, like, they're just not going to mention it this year. They're going to leave it broken because, you know, one-year cycle.
Yeah.
But I have to live with that for a whole year, and they're not going to mention it until next year when they're like, yeah, we knew that was broken. We didn't care. Yeah, we knew there was only one trajectory for the ball. We didn't care. This year there's 20. How excited are you guys?
That's part of the problem, is that the Madden fan base doesn't care.
Because there's no alternative.
Right.
Which I know is playing the same song for the last, you know, 6 years already. But it's just the truth. Like, my choice is to play Madden or to not play a football video game.
True. A pro football video game.
Yeah.
But did you hear the good news? New kick meter.
Again?
Again.
This is the third new kick meter in 3 years.
I think it's like the fourth. Fourth in 3 years.
There was the thumbstick, then there was the golf one, then this year there was the circular fill-up thing, and then you're saying there's a new one next year, so that's four.
Hopefully it matches NCAA football, because that was a big problem last
year.
Yeah,
NCAA never went away from the stick, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I kind of like that. I always like the – do you remember All-Pro Football 2K8? They had a stick meter that was based on, like, watching the kicker and, like, timing with his steps. And I thought that was really cool because you would, like, hook it and stuff if you weren't, like, in sync with your kicker.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
I played the demo of that, but that was it.
Yeah, that'd be kind of like the new Tiger stick from this year. That would be kind of cool.
Anyway, I did my rant, so we can go to the next thing.
Okay.
Speaking of the next thing.
Yeah. Yes, we were.
Which nobody else is going to talk about but me. But the UEFA Euro 2012 add-on came out for FIFA 12, which I'm assuming Scott didn't buy.
No, I didn't, because I like FIFA, but I don't particularly care about soccer.
And I know Jeff doesn't even have FIFA, so...
No, but I did read all about this, and I was pretty mad.
Why?
The UEFA claiming to have like 70 countries, but only 20 of them are real.
53 and 24. Which, yeah, I didn't even know about that till after I bought it.
Well, yeah, why would they tell you?
So I was playing
Again,
against
why
Serbia.
Would you put your shortcomings in the marketing, except that you're just completely lying to your consumer.
Or I just didn't do enough research. But
well, the thing is, it's right. They didn't bother to mention that they probably didn't. You know, well, there's this many teams, which is truth.
Yeah, and some of the greatest players in the world have fake names. Like Gareth Bale, who plays for Wales, is now B. Gallith.
But all right, so but is he in the game? Like, is he in the main FIFA game?
Yes.
Well, that's even more messed up.
Well, the way in the regular FIFA game for the international teams, they only have the international teams they have rights to.
No, I get that it's a licensing thing. Right. I just think it's really trashy that they played it off like it was not an issue.
Right. And it's weird that they have the rights to use Gareth Bale on Tottenham, but they don't, even if the rest of the team is fake, they can't just use him on the Wales team.
That does seem kind of bizarre.
But what's cool is you can create your own country. So, Lauerland, of course. and in this, they have this expedition mode where you create your country, pick your jerseys and everything. And you select a group, like a group of countries, and as you play them, you unlock like roads to other countries. And when you beat, you can beat a team as many times as you want, but after the first time you get one of their reserve players, second time you get one of their bench players, and the third time you get one of their starters. And then you can keep beating them and take all their starters.
Okay.
But it's not like they lose the player.
It's like you create a clone of them.
Right.
I will say, I like the idea of this being a downloadable add-on for FIFA as opposed to a full-blown new game.
Yeah, and that's what the old ones used to be, full-blown.
Yeah, but yeah. If it was a game, they probably would have shelled out the cash to get the licenses that they don't have.
Maybe.
No, I think they had the same problem in the Euro 2008.
Soccer.
Yeah. Well, I hope in the future they do the same thing for the World Cup.
Yeah. But that's so many more teams that I wonder if they wouldn't do that.
I hope in the future, when the World Cup comes up, they use the song Power by Kanye West.
Agreed. But in that expedition mode, it reminded me a lot of The Bigs. You guys remember that game? Baseball?
Yes.
Really good.
I played the hell out of both those games.
And remember in the story mode where after you beat a team, you would take one of their guys?
Yeah, and then he'd sit on my bench because I already had like a team of all-stars by that point.
Yeah. The biggest problem with that Euro 2012 thing is you cannot play a friend.
What?
Your only online options are just like a random or the Euro 2012 tournament, but you don't get to select who you're playing.
Bum, 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 bum.
Fail.
Yeah. It's kind of a bummer. And it's like $22. It's 1,800 Microsoft points, which means you can buy two packs of coin. Points or one really big pack of points.
Am I the only person who doesn't think in these terms?
I didn't think in that term until I went on to buy it, and I was like, oh, I think it's like $20. That's like $1,600.
Well, I just mean I don't buy points to buy things. I buy point cards when, like, I'm like, oh, I'm running low on points. I'm going to get some more.
No, I only buy points when I'm going to buy something.
Yeah.
So you use your credit card.
And then I waste a little more on something stupid afterwards. like the $2 I accidentally spent on a New Zealand all whites flag from Avatar. Mm. Same with PlayStation. If I'm going to buy something, I buy it with at that time. I don't have money just sitting on it.
Well, at least with PlayStation, if you buy something like over $5, you can at least charge. At least PlayStation deals in real money and not space bucks.
I've been using the same iTunes gift card for like 3 years, and I'm down to like $1.29 now. And it's to the point where it's just like, I only get to buy one more thing. So I've been like staring at the new Angry Birds, but I'm just like, do I want that to be it? It was like a birthday present from like 3 years ago and a $50 iTunes gift card. And I wasted like $2 of it accidentally buying Rage HD. So mad.
You should get Bike Baron. It's a good game.
Under consideration.
It's like Trials, but for iPad.
I don't like Trials.
/ iOS.
But anyway.
Moving right along. NBA Live 13 is coming out.
Coming back.
I think that should be the story right there.
Yeah. NBA Live 13 exists.
Derrick Rose and Dwayne Wade sharing the cover.
I hope so.
Because they're coming back. Get it?
Well, Derrick Rose, don't forget, was on the something-something draft combine download that you could do a couple years
ago. I actually have that game.
What was that, NBA 2K something?
I think it was 11.
I thought 10 or 11.
Yeah, I didn't get very far.
Yeah, so they haven't said much, except that the game's actually coming out, which, you know, that's good.
That's their brand new feature.
Yeah.
Release.
And they're going to have the full ESPN branding.
So kind of like we were talking about before, where they bought the ESPN license and have done nothing with it for, like, 7 years.
And they're going to have Mike Breen and Jeff Van Gundy, but not Mark Jackson, since he's coaching the Warriors. And there will be more news. Speaking of more news, in an upcoming episode, we'll have one of the EA Sports Game Changers that is working with the team on that game on this podcast.
That's awesome.
So
stay tuned.
Stick tuned for that.
It just dawned on me, I have to issue a retraction because NCAA 12 does actually use the ESPN like graphics and scorebug and stuff like that, doesn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The game takes a really long time to load. Because of all of that. You see like a big ad at the beginning.
Yeah, I just wanted to correct myself, but
well, watching highlight reels from like around the league in 2K5 was one of my favorite parts of that game.
Yeah.
They had all the voice work from the NFL Live crew and like game recaps, and they'd show a highlight of every game, which I thought was so cool because it was like around the league, big plays, like 80-yard passes and 60-yard runs, juking and stuff, and they'd be like, to the 20, to the 10, what that guy's name is, I can't remember. Chris Berman. And it was like, it was really decent work to the point where it wasn't like all hitchy and stuff.
And they had good commentary for it? Like special commentary just for that?
Just for the highlights in Sports Center. It was like watch Sports Center.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And if you were on Xbox or had a PS2 hard drive, didn't they actually have the real plays from your game?
Oh, I don't know. I never had Xbox Live at that point.
Well, it wasn't an Xbox Live thing. It was just if you were on Xbox, it was a hard drive thing.
Had it on PS2. They would show your game. What are you asking? I don't understand.
Like, so for all the other games, they would have like some sort of, it would be like a scripted play. You'd see the same ones a few times. But for your games, the one you actually played, didn't they actually save a replay or two to show during
that? Yes, they did. Also, if that was true, I never noticed that they were running scripted plays.
Okay.
But yeah, they would show an actual play from your game.
Amazing.
Assume they just simulated the other ones and used one of those plays.
I don't think they go through the whole graphics package to simulate a game, though.
Didn't work on it.
All right, let's hop over to the Twitter questions. Let's start with no name given, but I'm assuming Scott tweeted.
I did? What?
Ever thrown a perfect game in a game?
In a baseball game?
I assume. Unless Jeff typed that in. I know I didn't.
I did type that in.
Is that a Twitter question from you, Jeff?
I had it on my head because I got to like the seventh inning the other day.
I was going to say, so ever thrown a perfect game in a game? Well, I mean, you weren't specific here, Jeff. So I will say I did bowl a 300 on Wii Bowling once.
Oh, my God. I meant a baseball video game.
It's funny.
I know. I'm just picking on you. Nor did I actually throw a 300 in Wii Bowling, but
I'm going to answer this question very well by saying, obviously, you don't read that sportsgamer.com, where back in the dizzy known as May 25th of last year, there was a post on the 11-inning no-hitter that I threw. Thank you, Brandon Ryan. I will never forget you for bobbling that ball at third base and making it not a perfect game. And actually, yesterday or 2 days ago, I had a perfect game going until Nagasori Sasaki in my Diamond Dynasty threw one about 35 feet to the first baseman.
Oof.
And I had a no-hitter with two outs in the ninth, and then Jordan Schaefer hit a single.
That is way closer than I've ever gotten. And several times in MVP baseball, which I play, you know, 20 times a week.
To this day.
Yeah, I play 20 games a week, I'd say, on average, of MVP baseball. I won't say daily because some days I don't play. But weekly, when I play like four games in a row. And I've gotten through the seventh, I think, once with like Andy Pettit. This week I got 6.2 innings with Freddy Garcia. And it's just it's so exciting when you're like in the middle of it because you're just like, oh, he's getting tired. Like, and it's a really close game. Can I leave him in? Like, I don't want to ruin the game, but I can't take him out. He's been perfect. And it's just so disappointing because whenever the like that first hit comes in, it's always followed by like a home run.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, a single up the middle. Oh, that's so unfortunate. 2-run home run.
Yeah. So I think I've thrown one no hitter, but never a perfect game.
I have never thrown a no hitter or a perfect game. I almost gave up a perfect game the other day.
Not good. That's not something to be excited about.
Well, the thing was is that the defense was just all over the place and making dives and crazy throws. And
but it gives you something to remember.
Yeah.
Like, I will never forget Brandon Ryan booting that ball in my perfect game. Or Al Martin in the two games of, like, MLB 99, where I had Randy Johnson dominate twice in the same season against the Pirates, two outs, bottom of the ninth, Al Martin pinch hits and gets a single.
Damn, same guy.
I was like, you bastard.
Yeah, but it really does make the game, like, if you're like me playing 15 to 20 games a week, like, it makes those one individual games really memorable when something happens like that.
I've always said baseball is, like, the most accurate to the real game video game sport at times. And that's because it is hard to throw a perfect game even in a video game, despite what, you know, 2K12 has proven.
Oh, you know what? I just realized. I've thrown like 8 perfect games in the bigs because there was an achievement for that.
Well, bigs doesn't count.
Yeah, I don't think bigs count.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think it should count either. But I just remember there was an achievement. I was like, how am I going to get that? Well, that was really easy.
Well, for one, you're only playing like 5-inning
games.
So.
I believe it was a 9-inning requirement. And then there was another one to like 15 perfect pitches in a row.
Oh, wow.
The bigs was cool, but it had problems. Anyway.
I gotta go back and play the big. I never actually finished it.
Go play Nicktoons Baseball. It's the Bigs 3.
Yeah, it's really good.
The Bigs 2 is sitting at my friend's house because we play it sometimes.
You know,
there was a short period where I was on the top 10 for their home run pinball minigame of the Bigs 1.
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't know how short a period. Cause I assumed it like reset every few weeks or months because I did it like 6 months after the game came out. And I was like, I can't be that good.
I'm pretty sure you can play Nicktoons MLB on Xbox Live. So we should probably play that before they turn off the servers. Because I have a copy, and it's really good.
I think SpongeBob might like trip on one of the wires, and they'll just be like, well, is it really worth fixing?
Okay, then, from Skittles 6547, something about the draft has not really a question, more of a statement.
It's kind of a statement.
Something about the draft.
Something wants us to talk about?
Yeah, more of a topic. Something about the draft has piqued interest.
No, you're reading it wrong. Something about how the draft has piqued interested in Madden 31.
Yeah, still not right. Piqued interested, but.
Well, that is what it says, or at least what you typed in here.
So let's interpret it. What do you think it means?
I can't wait to play with the Browns.
I think he wants us to say something about how the draft has piqued our interest in Madden 13.
Ah.
Which may not necessarily be true. I think the fact that they started releasing info on Madden 13 this week has piqued my interest in Madden 13 far more than the draft has. But that's just me.
No, I want to be the Browns. I want to play with the Browns.
Yeah, I'm kind of on board with the Browns, too. I want to see what Trent Richardson is all about.
The Packers are supposedly going to have more pass rush, so yay.
Well, if you follow Mike Zuzic on Twitter, they're going to be the greatest pass rushing force the world has ever seen.
And there's no way I'm going to get the Packers in our franchise, so.
It's really funny how, like, some people on Twitter who like football are just so. And I'm not trying to call out Mike in any way. I'm really calling out Pasta Padre again. But he's just like, everything they're doing is right. There's no reason to question it. They're so smart. They clearly see something everyone else overlooked. This is going to be the guy. Specifically
right.
about the Seahawks, where like everyone on ESPN was like, why would they draft this fourth round guy in the first round? And like immediately Pasta Padre is like, what a great pick. Can't believe they got him.
Yeah.
It's funny to see people like that.
That's the only thing that upset me about the Browns' picks. They should have got Alshon Jeffrey with the second pick of the second round. Now he's on the Bears. I'm never going to use him. Pretty upset. Because he is a Gamecock. Mark it.
I am marking it.
Anybody else you're excited to play with from the new draft?
Oh, I'm excited to play the Steelers' new 10 offensive lineman-based offense.
How about the Packers and like the defense will be all rookies now.
Yeah, pretty much.
How about the...
Well, they released Nick Collins, so someone's going in there.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I kind of feel like they should have kept him to keep him from signing with someone else and dying. Like, they're like, we don't want him to play because, you know, we don't believe he's healthy enough to play. So we released him. It's like, well, really feeling that way, you should have kept him to keep him from playing. Keep it within your power.
Well, I think at this point, it's up to Nick Collins if he's going to play or not. I think the Packers don't think he's going to play.
I'm not saying what they did was not an altruistic thing. What I'm saying is it wasn't the most altruistic.
I see.
This doesn't matter to anybody not playing a franchise, but do you think they're going to give Brandon Whedon a better potential than he deserves? Because he's old?
Oh, that's a good question. I did read about that guy.
Nah,
because he's like 20. He's older than like 12 starting quarterbacks in the NFL.
Well, the thing is, in the past, hasn't potential. It doesn't really matter. It just means like everyone's going to start. Degrading it around the same age, maybe?
It's all a guess, man. We like to pretend we understand. We don't really understand.
It's true.
It's true.
I feel like that conspiracy Keanu Reeves is in my head every time I think about like what potential really means. It's like, what if it's not about progression at all? What if it's about degression?
So maybe it works out like he'll have a good potential, but he won't last as long.
Well, obviously, he's not going to last as long as the other rookies because he's
exactly
5 years older than them.
Someone else get a career-ending injury. It happens.
True.
So here's a question for the Madden 13 coverage. How long until they tell us they haven't touched online franchise at all?
I say they don't say it at all.
The day it comes out.
They didn't say it last year, right? Not until we found out when we started playing a franchise, there was nothing to do.
I think we found out ahead of time, but it was pretty late. It was probably like once copies started getting shipped out to people.
Maybe.
The early review type copies. I hope they do something, though.
Oh, I would hope they do anything. Because I feel like there's nothing really to do. But yeah, I hope they do improve online franchise. It's really dumb that we have to use a whole another website to make online franchise worth playing.
Yeah.
Shout out to
MyLeagueManager.com, which is hosted now by DLG.
Dynasty League Gaming.
Derek Adams is making a franchise in community DLG.
Building his sports gaming community or something.
There
like
you
that.
Go, yeah.
And it's a good site.
Weekend.
Yeah,
I know, but why does he say it every time?
Right. And I think it's because he changed Twitter accounts, but...
I hate auto-tweets.
But I really hate that we have to use this whole outside site to make Madden good.
Which isn't to take anything away from the work he's done.
No, it's a great site.
Has to do it.
Let's wrap this puppy up. Let's not forget, you can follow me on Twitter at ThatSportsGamer. Scott, where can I follow you?
At DarthObvious.
Jeff Solomon, are you also on the Twitter?
I am Real Jeff Solo, but I don't say anything of interest.
That's true, he doesn't. Also, you can... be a fan of That Sports Gamer on Facebook.
Which you should totally do.
Definitely
join
should.
The community.
Yeah. Speaking of community, Jeff Solomon, community manager. Except when Scott does more work for the community than him.
This community is being managed.
Yeah. So you should feel good about it. Facebook.com/ThatSportsGamer. So yeah. Make sure you go over there and give it a like. Rate and review us on iTunes. I'm sure that does something. We still have not decided to take the time to figure out what exactly.
What if
that
someone
does.
Actually rates and reviews us? Like, oh, I, you know, Scott could lose 10 pounds, I guess, and TJ's got a stupid voice. Jeff thinks he's community manager. Start like 3 out of 10.
Then I will find a 10-pound less Scott, change my voice, and find a better community manager. We're here for the people. Got to do what they want.
I know. It's just funny that people, like, you hear that on every podcast, like, rate and review. It's like, if someone rated and reviewed me, I think I'd feel pretty terrible.
It's true.
Like, oh, I could lose 10 pounds. Doing me now, not you, Scott.
Right.
I could also lose some weight, I think.
I certainly could, too.
Some as well.
3 out of 10.
Well, that's a downer. All right. Well, till next week.
Don't rate and review us. Rate and review the show on iTunes.
Yeah. Rate and review the show specifically on its merits, not the merits of our individuals.
Yes, not on our own. Individual.
This is back-to-back weeks. We've done the show back-to-back weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's some kind of record for us.
Turkey.
So we'll see you next week.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.